Rinpoche wishes all of you a good morning. And he includes the wish that all of our wisdom of listening, reflecting, and meditating may increase.
Tene tambo na to jase la le sa ji ka le mo ni ya pa do. Chira so ma ng che la jase la le thi to ye re lo byo yan si ya ba yo. Tene jase la le sa ji mo ni ya pa do. Ke te pa chin bi lo la kunzo san ju ke sen da 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 san ju ke sen. Tene gong ni gong do pher de da ta yin che te ni do go re te do ba la te jase la le de te pa chin bi Yamling dot the Payapuji over it, teaching the only Abdu. Then doing Gonzo.
Rinpoche thinks it is the best if we start out by reciting this text, which is called the 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva, because the most of us, we have studied it already. We know what it in is, what it, what's in it. We got instructions on this text, so we know it. Therefore, we know that it is a text about the Mahayana, which describes the relative and the absolute, which describes.
जैसे लाले रोज़ उसे बढ़वा, जैसे लाले तो यहीं जिके लाये हो रहे,
Which describes how the relative and the absolute bodhicitta can be increased. With this practices, it is described how one can work for the benefit for oneself and for the benefit for others. It is the whole Mahayana practice comprised into one piece of writing. Therefore, it is very important, and Rinpoche thinks, if we just recite it now, and while reciting, we can meditate upon its meaning. Now we are here gathered in front of the remains of Jhamgang Rinpoche. Therefore, it is good if we practice this meditation while reciting the 37 practices of a bodhisattva. We can think about the behavior of a bodhisattva. Reciting this text will help to generate bodhicitta in those who didn't generate it yet. It will help those who generated it already to increase it. It will help to increase it until perfection. This place here is blessed by Jhamgang Rinpoche. It is a very beautiful place, isolated, a good place to study. And we have to be aware of that, that it is a great fortune that we can study the genuine Dharma here. We should not only be aware of it, but we should also think about it, that it is a great fortune.
Munam dikaps. Jase lali nu, tambichu, tupatan, hipatam, banyami, tipatin, banyami, apu, munam jaku.
In the Buddhist tradition, one speaks of that one has to listen, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings. by that one's wisdom will increase and one will finally reach the state of Buddhahood. It is difficult to reach this state and to practice just only by listening. So therefore it is very important if we make a prayer now with which we pray that we can also put everything we listened to into practice.
Yeah. Namdev Thank you.
Jhampo Rinpoche, at the time when he was still living, and Kenpo Tsotun Rinpoche, they were talking about and making plans about how to start the Rigpa Dorje Institute here in future. And And now they started they made the plans to start the Rigpa Dorje Center here, Rigpa Dorje Institute. And what happened until now is already that the 3 years retreat center was started already. As well, Jhampo Rinpoche, as also Kenpo Tsotun Rinpoche, they made plans for the 3 years retreat, that Kenpo Rinpoche will guide this retreat. That is what is happening now. Kenpo Tsotun is guiding the retreat, and he is the main responsible one for this 3 years retreat. Yes, unfortunately, Jhampo Kongtrul Rinpoche passed away. So Kenpo Tsotun was requested to take care of this institute, especially for the religious point of view. And this is why Kenpo Tsotun now is here and takes care of this institute. This relation between Jhampo Rinpoche and Kenpo Rinpoche is not just right now, but it seems to be throughout many lifetimes. There is a very deep relationship between Jhampo Rinpoche and Kenpo Rinpoche, which showed in this lifetime already when Jhampo Rinpoche was building up the Karma Sri Nalanda Institute in Rumtek. Also at that point, Kenpo Rinpoche was helping. He was helping by teaching and helping financially also. And as we see, it was very beneficial, because now there are many Kenpos which concluded the education there at the Karma Sri Nalanda Institute. Jhampo Rinpoche was planning this Rigpa Dorje Institute, and he was planning to teach out of the five treasures which were composed by Jhampo Kongtrul Lodre Thaya, especially the one which is called the Treasury of Knowledge, one of those five treasuries. And there were plans already that this will be taught here in the Rigpa Dorje Institute.
That's talk was going on February 1992,
right? Mm-hmm. Kenpo Tsotun Ginnangadas.
Kamba Rinpoche, Raja Bo Rinpoche, had that religion in other side of monastery.
This was already the talk of the preparations for that were already made in February 92.
Yes, February 1992, end of February.
Yes. This plan. And all, everybody who is responsible or who is working for the Jhangrang Rinpoche Labrang, all of them are very happy about that, and they have very much respect to that this teaching will be going on now. And it was the wish of Jhangrang Rinpoche that there is Dharma activity going on in this place. It was the special wish that these houses are built here for that Dharma can be practiced, especially that the Dharma of the Kamakagyu can be practiced and studied here, so that in a vast sense that many sentient beings can be benefited by all these buildings and all these sites here. It is not just that they are building a hotel here for people to stay, but it is a possibility for people to study the Dharma here. And if this possibility were not given, then the wish of Jhangrang Rinpoche would not be fulfilled. Now that the facilities are here, we need a good lopen or a good teacher to teach the Dharma here. And this good teacher we have present with the Kenpo Tsochum Gyamso Rinpoche, he can guarantee that we can teach the Dharma here in an authentic way. It is a very good opportunity for us that we can gather here, that we can study here, that we can practice the Dharma together. This is a very good fortune. Yes. And we hope that it is possible that we slowly really build up the Rigpa Dorje Institute, also the house and everything which makes the Rigpa Dorje Institute functioning. So the place is already bought for the house of the Rigpa Dorje just recently. So that we are assembled here all together, the Lama and we who are studying, it's a good fortune. And a happy opportunity. Therefore, we are going to offer a mandala to offer a mandala to Rinpoche now, to request the teaching of the Dharma. After that, we will make long life prayer for Kenpo Tsultrum Rinpoche, a prayer for the quick and swift rebirth for Jamgong Rinpoche, and also Karmapa, 17th Karmapa, whose rebirth is already there. We will make a long life for him.
Long life and he can have his fulfilled wish.
This was a present to Jamgong Rinpoche when Jamgong Rinpoche was in Seattle in 1989 by a Zen master, Suzuki. Yes, a disciple of him. And he presented it to Jamgong Rinpoche, and Jamgong Rinpoche took it with him, saying, "Once the Rigpa Dorje Institute will start here, I will use this for to initiate the teachings."
Gomzon would the Nelo digits that she had from them. I love the Yabuzogro, Kebazogro. Lonely to the Messi Devlet, Menas and the Tizom. Again, Gomzon would the Nelo digits that she had from the Nawaj. Lonely to the Messi Devlet, Menas and the Tizom. Gomzon would the Nelo digits that she had from the Nawaj.
ノーレットペメシデルメガサンベテソンゴムゾンウジェネロジェラソンジェノワコンササドマニソンドノーレットペメシデルメガサンベテソンゴムゾンウジェネロジェラトゴニマンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソンテソン
Danda, Lobra Choya, Logan, Kisutam Jeta Ganga, the lazy cho, lazy number two, Leka Hajan Yapu Jamdo, Kringa, Pay, Gabo Chon Tuji Tikui. Thank you.
Rinpoche says, no, the main thing about what happened up here in Pulahari with the work and everything, you know already through Tenzin Dorje. On top of that, Rinpoche says he himself, he is also delighted with what was happening here. Especially he wants to thank to everybody who was working for to build up all this, the school, the Lakang, the shrine room, and so on. Everything what was built here. He says it was a very good job people have been doing, and he wants to express his thanks.
Then the Tanda Tanju Europe the America La Super Sija Yangon Buchi Loma Tan Junda Tesu Yang Hajang Simpyo Kimbo Yangon Buchi Yaz Yog De Palea Lasa Tani Loma So Tan Junda So the Simpyo Kimbo Do Teanga Kita Gabuchon Maranyan and Simpyo Kimbo Simpyo Kiru
Especially also the disciples of Jamgong Rinpoche, those in the disciples and the sponsors of Jamgong Rinpoche, those in America and also those in Europe, they did not lose their heart, they did not lose their faith after Jamgong Rinpoche passed away, but instead they became more courageous and developed all this project. And becoming more courageous even inspired Rinpoche so much that he himself also became more courageous. And he says, thank you for that.
Dini, the Lavrang ke lezi cho tan, dini sale nami cho la simchuk kembo tan, sale hajan yapo nama tan. Dini zoma cho la simchuk kembo yoba tan. Yunda so la simchuk yapo yoba la tinte, dini tenten person cho ba ando. This is the name of the Lord.
Now, due to this inspirement and due to this courage that Jamgong Rinpoche's disciples, Jamgong Rinpoche's sponsors, and also the workers who were working here for the Labrang. Due to this courage, everything worked out very well. And due to this courage, Rinpoche says, all the auspicious signs came together that everything will be perfect in the end. He believes that when Jamgong Rinpoche comes back, then everything will be perfect. As well the Labrang, as well the place here, as also the place in Lava.
Dine chale kin chagi yandi yagala paramitarwa. Yagala paramita tampayola anindarwa. Anindesan chopa. Rwa tesu tamte chagi pe yamgonu buti chagi upaka min chagi yapo na yere. Tanda atini chale leka ja devo pe
Trust. There are also two other projects in India. One is the Paramita Charitable Trust. And also a place for Anis, for nuns to stay, is that?
Nun, it's almost coming now.
Yes, which is going to be built. And Rinpoche said these were all the plans of Jamgong Rinpoche before he passed away. And all of that seems to be happening due to the strength of people who are still working for that.
Ani ngarang dikti sagong de la kora cha som jabare. Kora raung de cha kora cha som jabare. Ten jamgong rinpoche lo ma so da yun da so nga ngoma ni xin zu go yo. Jamgong rinpoche xa ne kong so pe teni lo ma so da yun da so ganga ngoma le sem chuk che che rindu ondo ten nga ganga ha go so. Di pe nga ga go yo. Ma ngoma la ya po yun yang ta na go.
Now, Kempo Rinpoche was circling around this globe for 3 times and circumnavigating the globe 3 times. And during this circumnavigation, he was seeing or meeting with many of Jamgong Rinpoche's students and many of Jamgong Rinpoche's sponsors. And he found that it was, as he said, that it was that their strength and their power did not decrease, but instead increased after.
Rinpoche says, it is said that sometimes when a lama passes away, that his blessings increases after he passed into Nirvana. He wonders why and says there is a reason for that, because the students and the sponsors, when the Lama passed away, they just remember his qualities and they think about the qualities of the Lamas, so their faith increases incredibly. When the Lama has passed away, they don't see his mistakes and his faults anymore, they just consider his qualities. So in this way, the faith of the disciples and the sponsors increase. And when the faith increases, then automatically also the blessing of the Lama increases. That's why sometimes when a Lama passes away, after that, that the blessing of the Lama increases very much. Rinpoche says he saw that the faith of Jamgong Rinpoche's students and of Jamgong Rinpoche's sponsors increased. The faith increased and also the sponsorship what was coming over was increasing very much also, especially it came from the east.
Dene labrang ke chale nami soa samzu ting ting do ti wo se dene chuji jang ching ta ta ko na ba chale na da la ha chang pe na ga wo chong ma di du kang na te do la de je do ka so de ji kang ke sa sa na da pe sin chu chen bo se ne le ga jang do kang ga
Rinpoche especially enjoys to see how Tenzin Dorje and also how Chuki Gyantsen was caring for everything. They were caring for the Jamgong Labrang up here in Pulahari also, for Lawa and so on, for everything, for all the projects of Jamgong Rinpoche. When Rinpoche was, when the 3 years retreat was starting, there especially, because of the time, there had to be lots of work be finished for to start the 3 years retreat, and it was thanks to Tenzin Dorje and also thanks to Chuki Gyantsen that everything was happening in time and everything was happening exactly and very well. Rinpoche wants to express his thank you to both of them who were caring so well And he says it is a sign that also the future work can happen in the same perfect way. Also, the family of Jamgong Rinpoche were helping very much. Rinpoche thanks for that and hopes that this will continue like that.
Tenin dana kiran so kangke dongon do tenin pa jide ta sang de kodong la gang dota ma dun kang ta da tenin nade ripudo ji en se se chu so ge te ta kiran so kangka kha ko ko no tenin te ta ma yin ba kalain bo la dota ta jong go lo ga tenin ge so kang la so pa tenin sa le mang bo ye re tenin jaga de Kuni Santa Laya Lagangi Jana, the La Soba, Tinsale Haja, Mambo, Yangunumbuchi, Tintakinan, Rintakinan, Hindu, Tinishapsu Sokitaso Ganga, Tinni Kikia Malipa Ganga, Tinni Duyake, Tinsale Namudo, Tesope Yabori.
There were many projects Jamgong Rinpoche had in mind. And Rinpoche said, it is not only one of these projects that is going to be fulfilled, but each of these projects are going to be fulfilled. For example, we see the place here. Everything has been built, and now the Rinpoche Dorje Center will be built. Then there's in Kalimpong, in Lawa, they built a place, a retreat place. They built a school for monks. Gyetso Krankaras. Old age, an old age home. They built an old age home over there. Then there is another place in Kunu, they built an anigomba, a nunnery. Oh, yes. So Rinpoche is very happy that all of the plans of Jamgong Rinpoche are going to be fulfilled. Yes, for all of these activities, Rinpoche wants to thank.
It
is very wonderful that within the interest of Jamgong Rinpoche, it is that that he cared for the Buddha's the spreading of the Buddha's teaching for everybody, for normal people, and for all the other people.
Now I would like to say that when we have a monastery and a house, and it's our responsibility. But main, it's like Khenpo Rinpoche has to live long, and then he can turn the wheel of Dharma forever. That is the main. We all make wish. And then because if Jamgong Rinpoche's reincarnation comes, it will take another 20 years to need to do the benefit, and until that we can all have, Khenpo Rinpoche can have long life, and then he can turn Wheel of Dharma forever, okay? That's the main issue of my request to all of you. Khenpo Rinpoche,
Tene ngaran tene loson me kyaabse kyo na
Dukkha loso me se te la kyabse kya yaga nga tamcha yu kyo na. Tene dukkha nga acharya mangbo yore, konso pe dukkha pa yapo ndo, tene mangbo la, tene konso sali yapo na tukure na yiji. Loso na, tene nge kyabse yu hi. Tene dukkha te su tona, tene danda di dukkha te tona, acharya mangbo yore, konso kepa mangbo yore, tene nga gogo mare, konso chali na tukure. Tene nga ya re ite la kale kale tukure.
Rinpoche says his promise from his side is that he will care for the 3 years retreat. So he will care for Rigpa Dorje and the Labrang for 3 years. That is his promise he does. Within the 3 years retreat, there are many acharyas, many studied persons who could take over after that. They are studied and they will have finished a 3 years retreat and could take care for the Labrang. They will be perfect persons for that. After that, this is Rinpoche's promise. He will care for this 3 years of the 3 years retreat and he might slowly then walk up into the solitude of the mountains.
Anyway, if Kama Rupaji goes to retreat in mountain, then I will make mountain here.
Last one, last one. Tang has a tarin trotin, then Chizi Yati. The Hizan Zu, the Zawa Kutuku Yue, the Tanda Kipu Yana Kendi. The name Hizan Kuntam Zu, the Ne Kuy, Kap Yipuy, the Kap Yipin and the Kalo.
Cut, Now about the treasury of knowledge. The treasury of knowledge is divided into 10 main points. Each of these main points is subdivided into 4. That means there are 40 topics at all. If we have 4 years, then we have to finish 10 topics in each year to come through this book.
Yini hisa kun cham zo de ting sang zambling ge ma tham ji de ni lo dong chen bu de ga bre de ni ka ju ge lo ma so a lo da chen bu ni tong yong wa ha jang mang bu cha ye de ting yin du de ni ting sang ge tu ga de hisa zo de pe do chen bu yong ge lo dong chen bu cha ge.
This text, the treasury of knowledge, for that it is time now to be studied. Rinpoche says all over the world, all the people, they have interest in this text, the treasury of knowledge, and it is worked on it already. Therefore, it is really time for it to be presented and to be studied in such a way. Who is able to read Tibetan? Please lift your arms high. This is the root text of the treasury of knowledge in Tibetan.
Tene pöke maki patsole yinji kele joto ne tene yinji kele tene lobdung se nende kendo. Tene aso takye tangere yang pöke lobdung yin kate kendo. Pöke malopa yang yinji rangke tene lobdung se nende sole yang ate chukare. Rangke parin se ta jamine kele ayabu yore.
We'll have to find out who at all of you are interested in studying this text in Tibetan. Maybe you are just only interested in studying it in English or in your own language. Rinpoche says there's possibility for German or French as well.
Greece.
Even Greece. Greek language. We have to kind of find out, maybe Jenny is the secretary, if you could make a list who wants to study what to come through to an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible. Teacher Jenny
is
stand up. That's Jenny, the secretary. She will make a list. Later on, there are three teachers available. It is Jenny, Peter, and myself, and we can make groups in which we can study it also in different languages if needed. Those who don't read Tibetan, you could read it at the same time in English. We have now arrived, I don't know, on which page in English? 24? It's verse 24, yes.
Kāngāsū tōsū yōtāngi dōngā nā dzō mālā bāyē dā vārnā nē bārā sōmē ādāi ējē nē tēngjē nā dē bē kārbār dā vājā zē lā lē Tā chērā sū yīngi kēn dōngu dō Pēkī
Ngārā dēk shīk tōp lā sōm
Ā Lō mā dō nā dē tāndā dēn dō Sanjo de Bele Jan Dongbe Sera Mopo Nala Mechik Teche Lendang Name Nireve Jempa Tongwa Yase La Leye Zodre Mepa Rambe Nidu Na Shenden Jopa Jepa Gemene Teche Sipe Tempa Tujem Songwa Yase
Rangir Turba, Rangir Mata, Sanne Pongwai Gyalse Lale
Yama Wangke Gyalse Yena Nyepa Lekha Tanyi Nyam Jove
Tekwa Chela Shubbe Kongzai Yebe Mima
Gyalse Lale
Nikko Wangke Tensen Sugyo Chim Tesam Gompe Java Nyam Jove Zashi Kim Nam Chinda Kim Nam Toka Pongwai Gyalse Lale
Yamgyo, Dorna Kongo Chelan Chiche Kyam Rangge Semge Nekha Chitashe Dindu Jindan Chishin Denpai Shindun Rupa Yase Lane Ketara Chumbe Rupe Chewa
Kaye Jowe Dunga Sale Che
Koso Nampa Gope
Sheraki
Zonjo Mowa Yase Lane Namle
Nomi Mama Logan said something to a young Jariapo, young Lodosong, the Tippers of Lodosong. Then he started to pay young men so ready in the 2 years old. Go to Tene, Perke, Mikiba to young, Perke Kakalam to go to the war. That's what Tante, then he can go with the genie that is over. Tenants of Toja, Nima, Nima Som Sachi, just a lally in the jungle. Mama Logan said Tawaina, yeah, Tene, they. Jase lalin de lo lo zong chaba zo da dang da bo ya bo zo go do den di figur zo ya de la ya ge gen song bo zo go de da dang ta so pa ba ya ge de ne chu ji jang tin do gong zo ka ye ji zo da dang ya bo la go de ne ge gen song ge chi chi de figur zo go de da dang ki ta la go ma de da dang de pa pa la go de te ya ge
Rinpoche proposes that for the beginning we start out by practicing by studying this book, the 37 Practices of a Bodhisattva. He proposes maybe 3 days that we should study on that. And this is those who can read can start out studying it in Tibetan word by word already. There are teachers available. There might be persons who don't know how to read Tibetan and who are interested in learning Tibetan. There should be a class then to learn and to teach how to read and write. And those who studied it already many times, this text, they are supposed to learn it by heart. Those who know it by heart, they are supposed to practice on their pronunciation. The pronunciation of the Tibetan, unfortunately, can't be taught by the foreign teachers like us. The pronunciation of the Tibetan is better to learn with a Tibetan to get the correct pronunciation. Therefore, there are many levels of classes already just upon this text. And Janie, the secretary, will care for the classes, will care for whoever needs what. And this is our project for the next 3 days.
So when they took it, the young Karchi Hure, Parke Keta Karchi Bomare, took it the Payig, the Yad, the Loya, the Chuket, the young Jana, took it the Jigamari, young Yundo, Chuba Hindu, took it the Peju Tangre, Pechalo, 대로 베케니로 인지케니로 게나서 되니로 제바도 베케니 양양도로 나 되니 추게데 지로 말이 아버님 그래 추게데 같이 그래 밖에 계체 뭐 말은 아주 싫은 줄 내가 강소야 요 말에 밖에 데 같이 뭐 말해 추게데 같이 그래
If you are interested in learning Tibetan, Rinpoche says the main important thing on the Tibetan language is to study the Dharma language. There is not much benefit of studying the colloquial language. The Dharma language, once we start studying it, we will never forget it because we are interested in the Dharma, we read books, we do our practice in Tibetan. Again and again, we are reminded of everything. There is no opportunity to forget about it. We read books here, we read books there, we read it in different languages, so we won't forget the Dharma language. But the colloquial language, it's easy to forget. You don't come, then you don't speak, you don't forget. Anyway, Rinpoche says, the Dharma language is of much greater purpose than the colloquial language. The colloquial language is just for engaging in politics and so on. That's not what we want. We want to study the Dharma.
Tenente lo so de so ta de ma pa da jo lo de lo ma bo tenen lo jo nga jo lo jo so sa ba re nyam nyu yere ka ka kan de go da ko ye la bo sa pa yin ni kan de go da ha ma ka le ka pon do ki lo te ta kan ga yere
And it is a good opportunity to study here because Rinpoche himself has this school which is called the MAPA Translation Institute which is working for many years it's not a new thing and we are experienced how to study and so we can give help to beginners and we know what things are about
in kiran so da da dana lobyong pala re lobyong si giyo da karpa zambore chitan payo de namba sanje pe ne cha tempo de dina ne pala re jang won bu ji sen sen je la pe ne win hi nyang ga ba me to gilang ga ya pe ga da won de da wala chiji lobyong si giyo da ha jang ga wo ha jang karpa zambore ga wa gom bo do ga wa gom ba ten yang so nam de so re
Rinpoche says, we are really lucky to be here. We are really lucky to be able to study Dharma at this spot, here at Pulahari. Already Nepal is a very blessed place, but especially this place here, Pulahari, is blessed by Jamgang Kongtrul Rinpoche. It is a good place to study. It is an isolated place with many opportunities. It is situated in a garden full of flowers, a very nice, beautiful spot. We are lucky to be able to practice the Dharma here. Rinpoche says it is an opportunity for us also to meditate on joy, to meditate on happiness, and thus, by that, we accumulate the accumulation of merit as well.
The nature of Dharma is a local. They are winning, you win papi, Yapodo, Sakuso win.
Also, the guest house is a very good spot, it's isolated and a good opportunity.
Echeranso, Sija, don't you tell me, Nami Tony over it, then I love some near side temple, Wimbala, they are, she's not going to see you, but they are pretty.
Most of us Westerners, we come from big, busy cities. Therefore, it is a good opportunity to be here at an isolated place where we have just only the opportunity to practice the Dharma.
In the Jaran Sinti Yavazogoda, the Nan Lobion Sene, the Nintai, the Sinti Mambola Pinto Baji, the Imbata, Sinti and Pinto Baji Zubi, Sambe, the Nin Sinti Zo, Malam Jabu. The Jizun has a young Jabran, Jabran Sinju, young Jabran Sinju Mare, or Zanju Malam Yang. Perché da indiche indicano in doyazo perché indicano in doyazo
It is very important that we do all this practice with the right motivation that we develop the bodhicitta to do all this practice we should think that we are practicing the dharma here at this place for the benefit of the teachings and for the benefit of all sentient beings There are some prayers of aspiration which stress this wish, which stress this arousal of bodhicitta, which are in English and in Tibetan available, and Rinpoche thinks of reciting these prayers later on also. What is the reason why we start out with the 37 practices of a bodhisattva first? Rinpoche says, on this earth there are many practitioners, many Dharma practitioners, but most of them don't have the right attitude, most of them don't have a good mind, a good heart. Therefore, with this text of the 37 practices of a bodhisattva, we can find out whether we can change our attitude to a positive attitude or not. What is a positive attitude? A positive attitude is something if naturally we have loving kindness and compassion, and if naturally bodhicitta is within us, if naturally we are able to benefit others, and if we don't think about ourselves, if we have such a kind of attitude, then our attitude has become a positive, a good attitude. Now we will recite some verses from the root text of the Treasury of Knowledge. I don't know how Michel translated the first chapter. Anyway, it's the first chapter.
Jitendra Jawa Jagya Dongson, Jitendra Hongro Dongson, Jatil Sun, Today in the afternoon, Rinpoche won't teach. This is because we have to first find out what the situation is, how many people need what. Janie is the contact person for that. If we figure out how many groups, how many teachers we need, and so on, then Sanyin Chutsu.
No. Sang chutsu kapa. Today, Gonda Narang Yomari says one. Narang Ki Mari Lapsum. He really loves. Mari Lapsum. Sang chutsu kapa. Goba Yaga Goba. Chutsu Goba Yaga.
And tomorrow morning,
Goba.
The teaching will start again at 9 o'clock.
Then the Shopang Awa Lang Gogodo Nyato Jumato Neve Mala Lab Shopang Awa Lang Lopjon Zogogore.
It starts at 9 o'clock because we have to get up in the morning early. We are here to practice the Dharma, so it is good to get up in the morning and for to practice the Dharma and use all our time to study. There will be one holiday, but we should not just waste the time of our holiday to just go into town and hang around. Instead, we might be able to organize some buses to go for pilgrimage tours on our holidays. So what we have to do here, how we have to make use of the situation, is to only practice the Dharma. Now we came to this perfect place, which is isolated, and the perfect situation for to practice. Therefore, we should not waste our time.
Okay.
Is going to start. You're all welcome to take your meal in the new kitchen down beside the guest house. Come on.